Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Housemates are to produce a series of podcasts.
Very experienced in this industry.
Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with me, Jack P. Shepherd, and Ben Price. I've run out of stuff to say.
The build-up is massive.
The build-up's huge.
It's like you're announcing the Oscars.
I know, yeah.
And the winner is... I just want you to explain to me now. We've got the Zoom, but behind you...
I know, yeah.
I've got some bunk beds and what looks like a ship.
Yeah, I'm in like a pirate room, hotel room. So I am at Alton Towers, the theme park. And a new ride has opened, Nemesis.
You love the rides.
I love the rides, the roller coasters.
Now, we can reflect back on me, you and Coulson once had a little trip to Alton Towers and we shared a room, didn't we?
Yes, it wasn't this one, but it was one like this, yeah. I think this is like a Peter Pan room.
Oh, ours was a pirate room.
Yeah.
It had chains on the bed, constant double bed. Me top bunk, I think, you bottom bunk.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
In the kids' room, the family suite, as we like to call it.
Yeah.
And I hated every minute. I don't like rides. Nice place, don't like rides, but you love rides, don't you, Jack?
I love them. So they've invited me back to experience the Nemesis, and... I've checked in at the hotel and we're doing it first thing tomorrow. I've got my fast passes and everything. I'm here.
What time are you getting up? What time's the park open?
I think it opens at 10.
Are you standing there? Can you get in early? Can you do a 9 a.m?
You see, that's what I thought. I thought you had like a hotel access early, but apparently no, you just get there at 10 like everybody else. Oh.
What dedication. You're in the pirate room. I can see the bunk beds behind you. It was a big night. Big watch.
So I only caught the end. I only caught who went.
Okay.
But apparently he did some sort of podcast, I've been told.
It's a massive task. I felt it was a bit of a home run for Coles. So three people in the house have got podcasts.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. They split them up into three teams. So it was Bradley and David.
Okay.
And then the rest of them sat in their, as we like to call it, as we saw it, the circular sofa, watching each podcast. Then the next podcast was Coles presenting... Louis, Nikita, and Levi in the men's. And then the girls had the girls' podcast presented by ZZ.
Okay.
Fern, Ekin, and Marisha. Very good. And then Coulson said, actually got a lot of experience in podcasts.
We got a mention.
We got a mention.
They didn't say the title of our podcast.
No, he didn't. And he slightly made it out like it was his podcast.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Which... I could see he was slightly going, I've got a lot of... Anyway, very good. He presented very well. Bradley was very good, but the girls were fantastic. They won.
They won.
They were
the
really
task.
Good. Yeah, they won the task. So it was in a little shed, very good. It's nice to see Coulson. It was interesting, actually. I realised how much Coulson is the filling in our sandwich.
Right, yeah, he is, definitely.
Yeah, he's the glue. They won a task. So the people who got it, ZZ and David... won and got a pampering. Then it was a bit of waffle. We were still on about Ekin.
Was it a nice? Was it like, was everybody getting on or was there any drama or?
Not, you know what? I think when it's the day of the evictions, you know that feeling when you've got a school test I'll tell you what it's a bit like. Do you remember when we do the lives at Corrie?
Mm.
You've got the day of the live. I remember the 50th. Or the, it's like the day of a play and it's opening.
Yeah.
All day, really, you're thinking about what you're going to do that night.
You're just waiting.
You're waiting really for the live. And you're thinking, okay, at 7, it kicks off. So I get the feeling in the house they're just waiting for those nominations. Bit nervous.
Right.
So you probably came in just the right moment, apart from the podcast. It was a bit of waffle. They paid some dares, which was fine.
I saw the Flying Without Wings. That was funny.
Louis.
Yeah.
Twerking.
Yeah, saw that.
Saw that. I think his confidence has gone a bit.
Coulson's?
No, Louis.
I'm not freaking surprised. Everybody bloody voted for him.
Yeah, I think he's not as chipper as he was.
Oh, Coulson's is he no? Good.
Coulson's come back. He's fine now.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Did you see what he said to Levi when Levi went?
No, what did he say?
He jumped up and he gave him Judas kiss on cheek and he went, "Thank you." Coulson said that to Levi.
Very noticed good.
It was the dagger in the back.
Dagger in the back. Yeah. Like that, Coulson.
Thank you.
You went against me.
Yeah.
And see what happened.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'm fascinated by, and I can see this is you know when they get they call them out, so you get those the two in the studio and they go, what happens if it rains? The studio's outside, what do they do if it rains?
Must be brollies.
That audience is getting wet and they shout and they go, please don't swear. Fine.
Yeah.
And then they go, David, Levo, Louis, Ekin,
yeah, she got loads.
She got really
But big. They always cheer when they come out. I wonder if they say, boo them on the VT, fine.
Mm.
But when they're coming out, please don't.
Mm. Yes, it's funny, isn't it?
I wonder if they just think that's too harsh.
But are you going to get a whole crowd going, oh yeah, fine? Or do they just put that over the top? Do they play it out in speakers?
No, I don't think they do.
No.
Well, we've been down, Ben, but we obviously not been down there for an eviction.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, it was a bit weird. It was booze, and then when you came out,
I wonder if they speak to them before and go, look, boo them on the VT, on the when they're in the house, fine, so they can hear it. But when they come out, please just give them a round of applause.
But she heard it, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she heard it. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, take us through. Who was eliminated first, Jacko?
Coulson's arch rival. Wasn't it Levi? He went, and I think it must be because he's upset Coles.
Yeah,
because I think that's the only thing Levi's done.
Definitely, he was fine until he went boring. Till he went down the boring route, and then Coulson was like, right, okay,
cards marked.
Yeah, God, I would have. Do you know what I would have? I think actually, knowing Coles, he genuinely wouldn't have held a grudge. He would have gone, it's fine.
Yeah, you know,
walked it off. He would have, definitely. But I would have loved to have seen his face as Levi was announced, just to see his little face.
Mm.
So that's a big eviction, though. So Levi's gone. Everyone thought he could be a potential winner.
On opening night, yeah. Everyone thought he was Mr. Nice Guy. And I suppose he has been, but...
But you made one mistake. You made one mistake.
He's gone. She's gone. Her crocodile tears didn't go down well, did they?
Not enough to save you. So now, it's like getting quite good. Because Louis's probably going to stay for a while, isn't it? I was glad Fern didn't go out.
Yeah, I am in it. Yeah, I am actually.
I like Fern. I think she's doing very well. So, yeah, big night. But I mean, they do hold those. They do, it's an hour and a half watch. It's a big watch, isn't it? You did well. You were on the... You were eating bloody pancakes in Alton Towers.
Well, I didn't get on it. I didn't get on it because I got here too late. So they said, you'll have to come back tomorrow. Come back to... And I'm like, ow! And they went, stay over.
Stay in the pirate. When you go to the loo... So in our old room, when you went to the loo, it went,
arr, me shipmates.
Every time you went into the loo.
Yeah.
Like, every time. What's it doing that?
Nothing. It does nothing.
But
I'm really disappointed. I wanted the whole...
Arr,
you willy wagglers.
Yeah, that was it. It made me laugh. It made me laugh every time you could tell someone got into the loo because it went... Arr.
Didn't you get up at like half four in the morning to go for a wee?
Yeah.
And went, oh, arr, come on in, you willy waggler.
Yeah. I'm a grown man in Alton Towers going to the loo with someone going, arr, every time I went to the loo. And Coulson woke up with those in that skull bed with chains. I just remember looking over going, what are we doing? I felt so ill. You took me on every awful ride.
Well, I'm hoping, because I've brought Ruben, we're hoping that he's tall enough. You have to be 1.4 metres to go on everything. And some of the roller coasters, like Wicker Man, 13, I think, he can be 1.2. So I know he can get on them, but last time we came, about 8 months ago, he was too small for the 1.4, so we're hoping he's big enough. We haven't measured him, because I didn't want to ruin the whole weekend early.
You wanted to go on the rides, that's what it is. You wanted to get there, go on the rides. Oh, sorry, you're not quite... Put some socks in his heels.
That's what I'm going to try, yeah. Yeah, he's got his sister's high heels on, so...
2 metres. He's 2 metres, that's extraordinary. What else? Oh, we've had a message, haven't we?
Oh, we had a message from Coles last week, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got another one from him this week. Now, he's not sending secret messages to me and Ben. All these are pre-recorded before he went
that
in the house.
That would be good, though, wouldn't it? That would be good.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I thought we should have, when we went backstage, we should have just shouted, "You're doing brilliant, Coles!"
Yeah, or, "On the sofa!" Just said it really loud.
Listen on the sofa, say it more, Coulson.
Subscribe
as we get tracked off. As we get tracked off, ruining Big Brother. As we get tracked off, you've ruined the show. Fern heard you. You've ruined it. Coulson, you're our winner. Keep going. Drake, so we've left a message. He left a pre-recorded message. Mm. I like it. It's like a time capsule. Here we go.
You play it, Henry.
So I don't know how long I've been gone now, but I think I'm probably starting to... I'll be definitely missing Nando's. I'll be missing the podcast. I'll be missing running.
Mm.
But yeah, it's the home straight, isn't it? You know, I'm still going. Have I been up for eviction yet? I don't know. I don't know anything. I really wish I did, but I'm not. I'm in the inside. You're watching on the outside. I'm talking like I'm there when I'm not, which is really confusing. What's going on? Tell me.
Tell me. What is he on Tell about? Me.
What's he on about? Like we're going to send a pigeon in there with a piece of paper on its leg and go, "You're doing great, Coulson." He knows.
He's doing better than what I thought he would be doing, if that makes sense. I don't know what I expected. I suppose I expected, in a weird way, I expected him to lose it more.
Mm.
And he hasn't. He's kept it together. I'm really, really, really proud of him for that.
Yeah, he's kept it together really well.
My head would have gone.
At some point, I would have just gone, I just need to sit in the garden for like a few days and just sleep out here and just be on my own for a bit.
I'd have been in that hot tub all the time, I think.
Because
no one's been in it.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'd have gone, that's where hot I'm tub. Sleeping.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're exactly right. I would have had you at one end of the garden, me at the other, getting a bit of space. 10 metres between us. I think he's done really well. And do you know what? I reckon now how many have gone? 4.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
He's not being nommed.
No.
So he's probably thinking in his head, do you know what? I've done fine. I'm fine now. Even if I go out now, he's done well.
Mm.
He's not going to be like, oh, I got voted out first or second. But you're right, he hasn't lost it at all. Apart from, you know, what Levi said. But then he seemed like he pulled himself round. There was a little shot of it.
How many's left?
Oh, so ZZ, Marisha, Louis, David, Coles. Bradley, Coles,
Nikita,
Fern,
8, 9,
7.
I got 9 then.
Have you done that? Go again. You count.
Okay. Fern,
yeah.
ZZ,
yeah.
Marisha.
Yeah.
That's all the girls, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Bradley calls Nikita.
Yeah.
Louis, David.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it. Eight. There's eight left.
Okay.
There's eight left.
He told me he wanted to get fifth. That was his goal.
Very good, Jack. I like that. I think he's strong for top three myself.
Mm.
He's not been nominated at all. Louis will go out.
Yeah, eventually.
I'm sure Louis will go out. Because he's actually not going to be as entertaining now without Sharon.
I don't think he is, because I think you're right. I think it's kind of... It's shot him down a little bit. Everyone's voted for him, I think. So now he's very reserved. He's probably down a bit.
Yeah.
You would be, wouldn't you? If you know every single housemate has voted you. But I also think you're right. I think you said it last night, Ben. It's an easy one because you know he's not that arsed.
Yeah.
So you know you can vote Louis to his face and say, washing up.
Yeah.
And it's an easy tap in that I don't have to upset someone.
Yeah.
So say Louis and it's a fine, it's a free pass.
Yeah, you're right. And he's been on that show. He's done the X Factor. And well, you voted loads of people out. So this is the game.
Yeah, that's his life.
You're right. Everyone's piled in. Everyone will pile in on him now. If they have to do a vote.
It's him.
He's a given. He's a given. Washing up. Because he's not doing it even now, is he? He's not even changed. Just go, Louis, washing up. But even when they go and the nominations are, everyone just shout, Louis, washing up. That's one.
Yeah.
And then go into two. I think you're right. I reckon Coles is a strong top four, top three finish. Must be.
I think the final's top four.
Is it?
I think on the final, it's four. I think. Because I was trying to work out how many is going to go now.
Yeah, he's close to there. He's doing brilliantly. The great thing is he's not gonna walk out and think he did something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's shown himself really well. That's all you want to do on that, isn't it? Show yourself really well. But Well, so we get the weekend off, I think.
So the next instalment we'll record Monday night.
Yeah.
And Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
You should have a little drop on your podcast downloads.
Wait to see how Jack gets on. If Ruben gets on a ride, it's a bit like Big Brother. Will Ruben get on a ride? Will Jack get on the Nemesis? Will anyone throw up? Oh, night.
All right, good night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.